The Dirt.
Whereas when you start, you actually don't know anything about the music industry.
If you want to stand out, you've got to be original.
That really helped us a lot and still does.
The ins and outs of the music industry on Triple J Unearthed.
All right, stop. I'm too worked up. Hello, my name's Max Quinn. Sometimes I come here and do the talking on the radio like this, but then other times I play in a really loud, fun rock band with my friends. It sounds like this. It's useless to compute the future. Now, this is Xavi. Xavi, say hi.
Hi.
Xavier Betsky-Noonan, my close personal friend. We play in the band together. For many years, Xavi, you've been trying to get me to do this one thing that I just do not want to do. Cover the song Africa by Toto. I'm kidding. You do want me to do this, but that's not the thing that we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about something that for what probably amounts to like 4 or 5 years, Xavi, you've been trying to get me to sign up for APRA. Now, if you don't really know what APRA is, same. I'm putting my hand up. My very basic understanding is that it's an organization that looks after musicians and songwriters and pays them royalties for stuff. Xavi, you want me to sign up. I haven't done it yet. Are you mad at me?
I wouldn't say I'm so much mad as sort of disappointed. And it is like, it has been quite a long time. And over time, I think it's just kind of been snowballing in a way.
Yeah.
The first few times that we talked about it, it felt like a bit of a joke. And like, obviously, Max Quinn works in the music industry, knows a lot about the importance of royalties getting to artists and that sort of thing. He would be across this, right?
I just kind of think that it's going to be all work and no reward, right? Like, what do we get from it?
Essentially, you've got it backwards.
Okay.
Because basically what it is all reward and very little work, which is my type of arrangement, really. And I don't want you to think this is some scary thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you know, because I do hound on and on about it. I'm sort of something of a phantom of the APRA in a way. But it's not a lot of hard work. It's a little bit of sign up and a little bit of maintenance and then a large bit of, I mean, look, you probably don't know me that well, listener. I walk down, you know, gold-plated streets.
You do not.
The streets are filled with milk and honey in my life.
This is untrue.
Because I'm a wealthy man thanks to the payouts that I get every year from APRA.
The kind of thing for me is that I'm so used to not making money off music that I kind of see it as this impossible fantasy.
I get what you mean. And I do feel like, in a certain way, people who play in like noisy punk bands and that sort of thing might feel like this is not the goal.
Yeah.
And any money that might accidentally fall into your lap is like a happy accident.
Yeah.
But also, if you're a person who is working and in the industry on any level,
yeah,
you deserve to be paid for the work that you do.
Okay, before I agree to do this, I'm going to have to do some research. I want to go away. I want to talk to some people. I will bring you back in here and then I will let you know what I decide. But I just want to get on the record. Do you think that there is any amount of financial gain for you and I to be made from signing up from APRA? Because I think at most it will be like $5.
Based on 1 year? I think we stand to gain literally dozens of cents.
Now, I promised Xavi that I would do some research, and really, truly in my heart, I did intend to honor that promise. For most people, I'm sure that research involves going to a website or the library or calling someone on the phone and writing a bunch of stuff down. But for me, research is all about approaching someone who probably already has my opinion and then forcing them to say that opinion into a microphone. The person I chose is my friend Lauren, who plays bass in my band and who has also played in a bunch of other better bands like Nothing Rhymes with David and Columbus. We're very similar people, like we're both tall, we both play in the same band named after me, Max Quinn. The similarities are kind of endless, but things didn't go quite like I thought they would. What you're about to hear is Lauren and I chatting in the car on the way home from band practice, just after she told me that signing up for APRA is actually very easy and only takes about 10 minutes.
10 minutes on the website. What about the lifetime of paperwork that I'm anticipating?
I haven't done any paperwork.
Oh.
I was, like, hassled by the Columbus guys to do it.
Yeah.
For me, it was all online. That's all I did. Unless I did something wrong, which I don't think I did, because I did get a payment into my account from Apparel.
Oh, what? They give you money for...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's not ideal. No, no, you want this
line. Oh, no.
Having struck out with Lauren... And also now needing to get my amp looked at after we hit that pothole or rock wallaby, I'm not sure, I decided to take matters into my own hands. I was headed straight for the top. APRA AMCOS. That's right. The Australasian Performing Right Association, Australasian Mechanical Copyright Owners Society. I got put in touch with my new friend Sarah, who actually works at APRA AMCOS, catering to musicians from all walks of life. Handsome, smart, clever musicians like the ones in Peking Duck, and also dumb idiot babies like me, Max Quinn. Sarah promised that I could ask her all of the tough questions, and I wasn't about to take no for an answer.
Firstly, isn't it a lot of paperwork to sign up?
No.
I'm worried that I'll have to do a lot of stuff. Like, is it sort of like the thing where you have to water a plant, like you get the plant and then every day you've got to water it until it dies a slow and unfortunate death?
No, Max, it's not.
Are you going to send me a lot of emails?
No.
What about calling me on the phone?
No.
SMS text messages?
No.
Carrier pigeon?
No.
Don't you only get like 4 cents per song play? Isn't that what happens?
No. So if you play in a licensed venue, for example, if you play in the Tote in Melbourne or the Gaelic Club in Sydney, there's royalties in that in which we pay to you. So last year, it was $2.40 per song you played at a gig. Let's just say there's 10 gigs that you've played last year and that you played 10 songs. That's $2.40 per song, which means $24 per gig.
So that's 10 times 24 is $240.
That is correct.
That's wild.
That could pay for your next flight to your next gig. That could pay for your next pedal. That could just pay for lunch for the next month.
Oh God, I had no idea that that was what it was. So I was under the impression that it was sort of like you sign up to APRA and then you do the forms. And then if you get played on the radio or whatever, they're like, here's your $3, fill out this another form. And then you sign another form and then...
No.
Is that not what happens?
There's not that many forms, no.
Oh, no. Okay, so how many forms are there?
So when you first sign up, it is a bit tricky just because we just want to acknowledge that you know what APRA AMCOS is. So you do have to read a little bit there. But that's probably the only time that you do have to do it.
And then you also get royalties for like radio play and streams and stuff?
Radio play is one. That's really great, especially with Triple J. If you do get aired on Triple J, then you do have royalties waiting for you in that respect. Other ways you can get that is through AMCOS, which is mechanical rights, which is sort of through streaming and online avenues.
So my song was played on Triple J exactly 6 times last year. I get money for that.
You definitely get money for that.
That's wild. Why?
That's crazy. Well... It's through licensing, really. It's just that legally, if you hear any music anywhere in a venue, that venue is licensed. Mm-hmm. And through that pool of money, we just evenly dish it out to all our songwriters.
So, APRA AMCOS, a music rights organisation with over 100,000 members who want to give you actual free money. Who knew? As it turns out, I actually did know someone who has known about this the whole time, and to make matters worse, he's been telling me about it nonstop for like 5 years. So what I need to do now is I need to get my close personal friend, Xavier Rebetsky-Noonan, back into Triple J to do some groveling and issue a formal apology. Okay, Xavier, you're back.
Hello.
I have been on such a journey.
You've grown this long beard. Where did you go? You know it's online, right?
Yeah, look, first I spoke to our bass player, Lauren. Then I did some independent research. And then I spoke to a living, breathing representative of APRA called Sarah.
Okay, thank goodness. I thought it was just me. I thought you just brought me in for this.
And then today this happened.
Exit? Wait, next. Please select all matching images. There's no cars in the other ones. What is this? Oh, I'm in. There it is. See, this is the problem with not knowing anything. Oh Oh no. Oh, it's John Butler. It's gone. It's just gone. Okay, got it. Next. Okay, signed by me, Max Quinn. Oh, yes, I can do it. Signed. Congratulations, Max. You've now completed your application to APRA AMPLUS. And now, close.
I've done it.
Hey, well done.
Unfortunately, it's going to take a while for any money to come in. But guess what I found out?
What did you find out?
So Sarah from APRA told me that last year, if you played a gig in a registered venue, like, you get $2.40 per song.
That's wild.
I know. That's exactly what I said.
Wait,
that's
rich.
That's we. What are we going to do? From music. I don't know. That's so much
All
money.
Right, Max Jick quits his job.
I need to call Sarah back.
For more advice on music and the industry, hit up triplejunearthed.com.